group therapy here on Joe McKenzie. If you want to be on part of it, all you got to do is hit us up on Instagram, Joe and McKenzie. This morning, we are trying to help out Ashley. Hey, Ashley, thanks for calling in for group therapy. What can we do? Like, what's going on with you?
Oh, hey, guys. I have had major anxiety about this decision. I need advice. I've known for a while that my uncle has been cheating on my aunt.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, my favorite aunt. I'm not going to say her name, but here's the deal. She literally just got done with chemo. Like, clean bill of health, healthy. She's happy now.
Well, that's amazing.
I'm so close to her.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, God bless that. That's great.
Thank you. I know. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad. But now I'm afraid of, you know, she's finally getting a second chance, and I'm afraid of telling her about this, dropping a bomb when she's been fighting for her life, and then my uncle has a stupid girlfriend. Are you kidding me?
Okay, why do you feel the need, because you just can't hold it inside, or why do you feel the need to tell her?
Because we're so close. Like,
yeah,
I would tell her everything. And, I mean, I saw them with my own eyes. They were, like, making out in a restaurant. I mean, he didn't see me.
So, like, he doesn't know.
I feel like she should know. She thinks he's been an angel. Like, she thinks he's, like, a saint helping her through chemo and all this. I just feel like I would want to know. And, like, because we're so close, it's not like it's just an aunt I see on Christmas.
Right.
Like, we talk almost every day. She just fought for her life. And I just think she should know that her husband isn't being faithful to her. I don't know, but then maybe you're right. Maybe I shouldn't tell her.
833-563-2539 for group therapy. Should Ashley tell her aunt that when she was sick, her husband kind of stepped out and cheated? I mean, but if this is in the past, it's in the past. The only reason I say my opinion is, take it for what it's worth, of not to say anything, is because she just, you know, and it takes years to be totally in remission, to be done with cancer. This could come back, and that is such a tough thing to go through. Yeah, he cheated. It's bad, but do you want to give her another stressor like that? I wouldn't want my wife to know if I cheated on her, like, without cancer, let alone going through all that. And if he's not doing it anymore, then I know it's wrong. I'm not saying it's right, but I think for her own well-being, let it be.
Or what if you go to him and you say, you tell her, I know, or I will.
Maybe you just do that to guilt him into it and you never follow up on it. Like, hey, listen up, buck.
If you don't, listen up, buck.
Bucko, if you don't tell her, I'm going to tell her, but then you never have to do it. But then,
and then it's his
you put it on his conscience. And that
toss
makes
that
him,
ball.
Makes him a dirtbag if he doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think, Mackenzie? Do you think that she should actually go to her aunt and tell her this now that she went through all this other crap?
Well, here's the thing. Yes, because I would want someone to tell me.
After all that, if you went through that, God forbid.
Yeah, if I went through that, God forbid, and I was healthy, and I would want everything toxic removed out of my life. So if he is, in fact, still stepping out and doing that, however, just to give the benefit of a doubt to this guy, which is a total wrong move, your uncle, but I mean, obviously he was probably not in his right mind. He's stressed. He's trying to look for some escape from, like, this whole situation.
Of course,
presumably,
it's a lot.
The woman he loves is on the could pass away.
Dying
that's,
in front
it's
of him.
Not giving him an excuse to do that, but obviously I don't think he was in his right mind. I would go to him and just put it in his court so you don't have to carry all the weight of it.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Let's get to Gina real quick. Hey, Gina, you're on with Ashley. What should she do for group therapy?
Ashley, I agree with Mackenzie. Go to your uncle, and you should confront him and tell him that if he doesn't come clean, that you will.
Now, do you actually go through with this, though, Gina? Like, let's say the uncle never does anything. We're here a year later, and Ashley calls back. She's like, hey, so he hasn't said anything yet.
And do you feel comfortable with your uncle? I mean, are you guys close at all, or is this going to be super? Obviously, it's going to be awkward, but are you close at all?
We're not as close as my aunt and me, but, I mean, yeah, we're pretty close. I mean, he's always been pretty cool, so until this.
Until this point, yeah.
All right, this is a tough one for group therapy today. 833-563-2539. Should Ashley tell her aunt that her husband, her uncle, was cheating when she was going through all that chemo?
Hey, Ashley, I feel like there's a couple questions here that haven't been answered yet, and I don't want to get too close and personal, but, I mean, okay, obviously cancer, terrible thing. But I don't want to just look at your, like, how do we know, what was the relationship like before? Like, you know, like, what was your aunt and your uncle in a good relationship? Was she, I'm not saying she deserved to be cheated on.
Does that matter, Chops?
Well, yes, because if the aunt was a bad person, like, then...
Oh my God, no. They were so happy. Like, no. They were, like, perfect. I mean, seriously. Like, I spent a lot of time with her and him, frankly. Right now, I mean, I don't even know if I could talk to him because I'm just so disgusted by this. Like, yeah. Because she's been so good to him. And it's, like, it's even hard for me to be in the room with him now.
Especially because she thinks he's been an angel. And he's
taking care of me through all of this. Meanwhile, he's hooking up at the hotel. All right, Ashley, if you can, hang on. What would you do if you were in Ashley's situation? That's what we're trying to figure out today for group therapy here on Joe McKenzie.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Trying to help out Ashley today for group therapy. Her poor aunt went through cancer as of now. She's got a clean bill of health, so thank you, sweet baby Jesus, for that. But during that process, her still current husband cheated on her. She has no clue about this. Ashley actually saw him stepping out with another girl at lunch or something, and you're not sure if you should confront him. Should you tell the aunt? You just don't know what to do. You know you're not happy about it.
Right, and I'm way not happy. I mean, this is my favorite aunt, and I'm disgusted. Like, I'm disgusted about him, and I don't even know that I could talk to him and be in the same room as him. I'm just so, but I also don't want to break her heart after getting done with chemo.
Yeah, like, she's finally in the light, she's healthy. I totally get how you're feeling.
Now, Chaps was bringing up some other questions. He was wondering, like, what the relationship was before. I'm not wondering that, but I am wondering, maybe this could be a determining factor. How old is your aunt? Like, what is her age?
She's in her 50s.
Okay, definitely don't. I'm not saying that women in 50 can't find love, but if you're in 20, I feel like you have a better chance in life finding another partner, even though this is not the greatest partner.
That's not a way to face it, though,
I'm
you'll never find anyone else to love
you. I don't mean it that way negatively. Okay.
But I get what you're saying. I have to say something, too, and this is not to his defense at all, but it could have purely just been physical. You know what I'm saying? If she, you know, she's gone through all this, it's heavily emotional. Obviously, they're probably not being intimate when she's going through treatment, those things. I'm not giving him a pass by any means, but I think, you know, maybe they could work it out if there is a real love there.
All right, Ashley, let's talk to Chanel this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What did you want to say? Any advice or what would
you
do?
I was actually just calling in because this kind of reminded me of an article that I saw online. Where the husband was helping the wife through chemo, and she kind of gave him a free pass.
Oh, I remember that story. She gave him a hall pass.
Yeah, there was a chance that she might not make it. You know, we don't know, how they're going to respond to chemo. And she told him, you know, I want you to still be happy, so go. Like, he still helped her, and he was around for the chemo and everything, but he was allowed to find another girlfriend. So I don't know their relationship. There's a chance that this thing was planned, that she knows about the girlfriend, that it was like an agreed upon thing.
Ashley, do you think something was set up here that maybe, you know, is like, hey, I love you, honey. I know obviously I'm not going to be able to fulfill your needs. Why don't you go find a physical partner?
I just seriously cannot see my aunt doing that. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't see anybody doing that, to be honest. I know my wife, Lindsay, sure as heck wouldn't give me that hall pass. Hey, I'm sick right now. Go hook up with whoever you want. Let's go to Amanda on Joan McKenzie. We're trying to help out Ashley this morning for group therapy. Should she tell her aunt that her uncle cheated on her when she was going through cancer?
Absolutely. I don't think it matters what their relationship was. I think that no matter what, she was cheated on, she was sick, he is a sleazeball, she needs to know.
Okay, I like that. She's just out with it.
I'm surprised a lot of people aren't concerned about her going through another, that's not the same as cancer, but going through cheating can be pretty tough. Like, I don't know. I'm not justifying the cheater.
I just don't want this to backfire on you, Ashley. Because we don't know your aunt, but sometimes people shoot the messenger. That's why I would go to your uncle.
Hey, Sarah, what do you think about the situation for group therapy?
Hey, guys. So I'm thinking if it was me, and I was going to go full throttle with this, I would want to have proof. That way, my favorite aunt couldn't, like, you know, side with her husband and alternatively, like, walk me out of her life when I was just trying to help her. So I think if you're going to, like, go for it, I think you said you've seen him at a restaurant before. So I'm sure you could, you know, find them out together again. I think you should probably, like, maybe take a picture or something, get some, like, proof on your hands. And also, it sounds like he's not, like, I mean, I don't want to be, like, heartless, but it sounds like he was already moving on and he thought that she wasn't going to make it out of whatever she was going through.
Wow, so that could have been a possibility.
Is that the guy you want your aunt to be with?
How long have your aunt and uncle been together? Are they, like, forever?
20 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Ashley, someone just called up claiming to be your aunt. She said her name, Aunt Darlene. She said, mind your own business. She's in an open relationship and it's fine. Just kidding.
Oh, my God. What?
Oh, my God. So I'm like, what? Field. Like, who are you?
Ashley, I'm sorry about that. Okay, thanks. Okay, today might have been one of the worst group therapies we've done in a while.
We never.
What are you thinking?
That was so
random. What the hell are you thinking? No, seriously, I know you're sick, but did you do cough medicine?
Ashley, we are legit trying to help you. I would say go to your uncle, be like, I saw you at this place at this time. Like, it's time to fess up because she's been through enough.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and that was group therapy. Wow. Good job, Chops. That was awkward. Poor lady going through all that stuff. Hey, coming up next year, hey, babe. Sweetie, Mackenzie, come on.
I hope you're not talking to me.
I am.
Why are you calling me that?
What names do you hate being called? For example, babe,
Snooki,
honey,
Snooki.
Oh, do not say anything with a bear on it. 833-563-2539. We're going to get into those names that you hate being called coming up next. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now.